For NPR Illinois, I'm Daisy Contreras. Republicans held their annual rally at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield Wednesday with a message of party unity. Bruce Rauner still holds the top office in state government. But as he pushes for re-election, he's trying to appease conservatives who feel betrayed and whose support he needs to win a second term. Rally-goers in navy blue t-shirts with Rauner written on them received the incumbent candidate as he rode up to the rally point on his black Harley, his usual ensemble. The fair has traditionally been the unofficial kickoff for campaign season, but in this governor's race featuring two ultra-wealthy candidates, the gloves came off months ago. Rauner and J.B. Pritzker have battled through attack ads that have filled TV sets and social media accounts. But while Rauner faces a formidable opponent, his biggest challenge might be within his own party. On primary night, GOP insurgent Jeannie Ives walked away with 48% of Republican voters, leaving Rauner with a narrow win. Rauner realized without those far-right voters, he would not win come November. That might explain why he offered praise to President Donald Trump at the Wednesday rally, someone he normally distances himself from.
The president's doing great work, and I support that.
Despite the divisive primary, party leaders say they're optimistic.
The party is more united than I've seen it in years. Republicans are united in making sure that J.B. Pritzker and Mike Madigan are taken out of power.
That's party co-chair Mark Shaw. He and Rauner's pick for party chair, Tim Schneider, agreed to share the job duties as a way to appease some of the division. Schneider says he's confident in the Republican Party despite the rhetoric.
We can turn our state around, but it's going to take a unified Illinois Republican Party to do that. Because all this press out there says we're not together. Let's let them know we're all together right now. Let's scream it out.
Meanwhile, voters like Kathy Nelson of Henry County say the rally has left them energized. But they recognize the outcome they're hoping for in November is still an uphill battle.
I do think there are people that are still fractured from the primary election, and I really think that we have to put aside whatever differences we had or whatever opinions we had in that primary. It's over. That ship's out of harbor, and we need to get on board.
And Rauner agrees.
One of the most important elections in Illinois history, certainly the most important in my lifetime, my 62 years in Illinois. Nothing more important than this election. Everything's on the line.
In addition to Democratic J.B. Pritzker, Rauner is also facing Libertarian candidate Cash Jackson and Conservative Party candidate Sam McCann, who Rauner says is a pawn of House Speaker Michael Madigan.
That he's a plant by Madigan and Pritzker to try to siphon votes off? He's a phony. He's bought by the political insiders.
McCann has denied any connection to the Democrats. Despite the political discourse, voters like Raquel Mitchell of Will County say they see the work party leaders are putting in.
There is an effort to, mend broken fences. There is an effort.
But another Republican voter, Dennis Fisher from Fort County, still questions how that will actually happen.
Now, whether or not we can pull it all back together, that's the big question, I think. And working toward that goal, I think that's a must.
I'm Daisy Contreras.